migration spirit. In older times, animal migrations were events of a magnitude hard to imagine today. A single herd of buffalo could take 5 days to pass. Passenger pigeons flew in flocks so great that they blotted out the sky. Caribou shook the earth in their journeys. Salmon and shad choked the rivers and streams, making them overflow their banks. Even the human people moved in great circles upon this land. All things were guided by the same great spirit. In autumn time, the great birds begin to form flocks on the lakes. These are not the raucous gatherings of spring. This is a quiet and solemn gathering, and the lakes are filled. It is a mystery. Then, at but a single whisper from the great Creator, these great birds wheel their formations into the graying skies, and they are gone. Far to the south they fly, to a place that our eyes cannot see, nor our minds conceive. It is a great mystery indeed. Winter comes with the terrible cold and the dark. The rivers and lakes freeze. So harsh the weather is, the animals dig holes into our mother, the earth, to hide themselves inside. The old, the weak, and the sick die, and the land is covered with snow, and nothing moves. It seems that just when despair becomes the greatest, we hear the great birds. They come with returning spring, crying in the broken sky. Then the rivers begin to flow again and are filled with the joyful splashing of fins. And the animals come dancing out of the earth. And our mountains turn so green, we think we have never seen them before. Always those great birds are on time. Always they know the direction. Never are they lost in their migration. The Creator guides them. So it is with the human soul and the spirit. We must pass in the winter of life. All things that live must die. We go to a place that the human eye cannot see, the mind cannot conceive. It is a mystery. The spirit is always on time. It always knows the direction. The Creator is the guide to a promised springtime. One that lasts forever. And it is a great mystery. What has come to the ancient clans of the earth that they have withered within a short recent time? So many great nations of nature are gone, and their few remaining survivors are tolerated or treasured as rare curiosities. The earth-shaking herds are stilled, and the sun-blotting flocks are silent. Their nations died without prayers. There was no one to bury their hearts in the ground. There were no rituals nor offerings of tobacco, acorns, or maple to placate the spirits, to entice them back. The spiritual account was ignored, and the net loss was extinction. From inside the fence of their compound, the primordial muskoxen and tortoise, with eyes so wizened, stare out bewildered at a world of terrible change. Obsolescence and progress are the defining terms of this age that confines them, that relegates old people to nursing homes and barricades ancient cultures in reservations.